So you want to go to a real party?
Brian McTavish is here with our weekend to-do list for Labor Day weekend. Good to see you, Brian.
Good to see you, Brian
Ellison. It's been too long.
Well, yes, but we'll make up for lost time.
I'm sure we will.
Absolutely.
You can't get enough Irish music on Labor Day weekend,
no,
I say.
Are you ready for a real party?
That's what I was asked. I'm pondering the question. I'm not sure.
Okay, St. Patrick's Day is just a bit 6 months away, right?
Right. I thought I was confused
right.
for a minute. Yeah.
Which means, of course, it's time for the Kansas City Irish Festival.
Of course it is.
It's kind of like the halfway point.
To tide us over.
Right. It's like having St. Patrick's Day in September for three extra whole days.
Like Christmas in July, kind of.
How was your Christmas in July, by the way?
It's always a joyful festival.
Pocket full of fake snow is always helpful in those instances.
I'll keep that in mind. What's going on with the Irish Festival?
Well, lots of folks are going to show up and get all the Irish heritage they can handle. I promise you that.
I'm sure.
30-plus acts from five countries, assuming America and Ireland are among those countries. They'll be performing, including, well, that was Gaelic Storm.
Yes.
We've got the Elders. We've got the Red Hot Chili Pipers. I love that name. You think the Red Hot Chili Peppers have ever shared a bill with the Red Hot Chili Pipers? They should.
I think they should do something together.
All right, let's see. There's a children's stage for the wee ones to be entertained. Mm-hmm. Lots of Irish-friendly knickknacks for sale.
Is there specifically Irish children's music?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, of
Good
course.
To know.
Hey, if you're playing it at the Irish Festival, like, it's Irish children's music.
Would that be like Mr. McStinkyfeet?
I think he's there.
That was just on the spot. I think he's there, right?
Well, you threw in the Mick. Now, Mick is actually a Scottish name.
Okay,
but
Mr.
Hey,
O'Stinkyfeet.
I mean, I'm Scottish, but I guess I can go. We're all Irish this weekend, right?
So where is this again?
Well, I want to mention where it is
tell
and something
me.
Else, which has really kind of gotten my attention. It's at Crown Center Square outside 25th and Grand, Irish Whiskey Tasting Tent. Get this. You can sample up to six whiskeys.
Now you're talking.
Hey, well, I am talking. Six whiskeys and a 45-minute presentation, I'll bet it's some kind of presentation, followed by a 30-minute Q&A. And I can't help but wonder if some of the questions in the Q&A might sound just a little slurred.
Right, especially as they go along.
But, yeah. You know, that's what the designated drivers are there for, to translate for their inebriated brethren, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Also, stand-up comedy, Saturday and Sunday nights at Crown Center's Off-Center Theater. Mr. O'Hanlon, how do you say his first name? A-R-D-A-L. Ardal? Ardal?
Sure.
Okay, you're
That's
with
how
me.
I say it.
We're so Irish. Hey, lots and lots and plenty of other stuff to do this weekend at the Irish Fest.
That's one of the top five weekend to-do list items, all of which are posted on our website at kcur.org.
I am what I am. I don't want praise. I don't want pity. Some think it's noise, I think it's pretty. And so what if I love each feather and each spangle? Why not try to see things from a different angle? Your life is a sham till you can shout out loud, I am what I am.
Ah, George Hearns. You are what you are, Brian.
You are, and so was Popeye.
That's true.
And so were you.
I am indeed.
Absolutely. All right, so what are we talking about here?
We're talking about a musical, right?
La Cage, I want to get this right, La Cage aux Folles.
La Cage aux Folles.
Is that right? The Broadway musical, right. Which actually stars here at Starlight Theater tonight through Sunday in Swope Park, George Hamilton.
The George Hamilton.
None other than the George Hamilton, old school Hollywood star, he of the eternal tan and determined suave demeanor. It's worth going just to see George, he said.
Indeed.
Okay, a little bit on George, because George to me is the draw here. I mean, it's a great story, be who you are, whoever you are, why ever you are. But George, starting in the 1950s, was leading man material, quite the hunk. In the 80s, he resuscitated his flagging big screen appeal by these silly movies. Do you recall the Dracula parody, Love at First Bite?
I don't.
He was Zorro. Come on.
Well, I'll take your word for it.
He was Zorro the Gay Blade. That's the title. Not my. I'm not adding anything in there.
Fine.
He became a busy bee on TV, including a memorable stint, I want to say, on Dynasty or some such other primetime soap.
Yes.
Anyway, at Starlight, Hamilton portrays the gay owner of a top-tier drag club whose straight son comes to visit him, I think with his fiancé and her and his... Her parents,
that's
right?
That's right. Okay. That's right.
Obviously, there's a major complication in that Hamilton's life mate is a flamboyant gay man who was also a major drag queen on stage. This must be hidden from the visiting in-laws-to-be. Now, it's funny in its own right, but it was written decades ago. And today, of course, it seems more than a little strange that we'd even have to hide such a thing from anyone, right?
Yeah, I actually was there last night. I have to say it's an interesting, it's a very poignant sort of, because it's dated, it now seems like it takes on another layer of meaning, actually.
I think you have something there, but that's where the comedic tension comes from. But thankfully, before it's all over, everybody comes out of the closet, there's a group hug, and singing at the end.
Yes, and and what more could you ask for in a Broadway musical than that?
Not anything more.
So Starlight Theater tonight through Sunday at 8 o'clock. Coming up next, a little jump back in history.
Hmm.
Feel so soothed and calm.
What is it about Renaissance music that makes a body want to go, tis the Renaissance festival. Yes, it returns. Eat, drink, and be merrily entertained.
Are you a Renaissance festival kind of guy, Brian?
Well, you know, in another life, I worked at the Renaissance
festival.
Did
you really?
Yeah, for a year, 84, fall of 84.
What job did you have?
I was a PR guy in tights. I was.
All right, moving on.
Which means... Oh, there was a lot of moving. I was, there was a lot of moving, trust me. Yeah, the closer you got to the bushes, the more you were moving. Okay, so it's Saturday. Yeah. It's the truth. It's the truth, folks. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday out in Bonner Springs. I do want to mention that you will be insulted. You will. Part of the fun at the Renaissance Festival is being insulted by all manner of period costume cavorters. They actually have a site on the Casey Renfest website. A little click, I mean, a little click, and you can get insulted. Like it was like Shakespeare was insulting.
Really? You don't even have to go to the Renaissance Festival to get insulted.
You said that. I didn't. No, no. You have to go. But like check out. Like you might be assailed as a qualling, ill-breeding measle or a spongy, boil-brained barnacle, toad-spotted death token, reeky bass court harpy, or my favorite, a surly, dizzy-eyed clot pole. Ah, the clot pole. Don't want to be that.
No, heavens.
They sure could talk pretty back then, couldn't they? And pets. Yes, there will be pets. They must be leashed, and it will cost you $10 to bring along Fido or
the
thing that goes
meow. Which
is
half the price of an adult.
Yes, I think that's only fair. Pets are at least worth half of us, aren't they? I would hope.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Any other details that we need to know about the Renaissance Festival?
Live armored jousting for the queen. They're out of their minds. They're out of their minds. Anyway, they're some kind of brave. And don't forget the turkey leg. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah, that's why I know. I actually know people who go just for the turkey legs.
I go just for the scotch egg and the insults because I don't get enough of that normally.
We'll work on that during the next break.
Okay.
The Beatles are coming to Kansas City?
You know, here's the thing. Let's be honest. We're pretty entertaining, but you could just play that song.
Absolutely.
We could just go away.
I think that's what our listeners are hoping, in fact.
Well, that's just too bad.
Too bad.
Because we're going to talk now about lots of cars. It's the Good Guys Rod and Custom Association Midwestern Finals, which basically means a car show, car exhibits, a car swap meet, all day Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Kansas Speedway out by the Legends. They call it a show and shine. The meat and potatoes, the nuts and bolts of this thing are the custom cars and hot rods on display from 1972 and earlier. I will just swoon at the paint jobs. I suggest we all do the same.
We'll try. Wow, we've been from Christmas to St. Patrick's Day, and now it's Halloween.
Can you give me a Halloween house laugh?
Okay, I'll work on it. You go ahead, and I'll be ready.
Okay, it's the Beast. and The Edge of Hell, the two most vaunted haunted houses here in Kansas City. Can you believe they're opening up already for Halloween time?
It seems premature.
Well, they got to generate those profits.
Yeah, I suppose that's right.
Lose Yourself this weekend in The Beast, down in the West Bottoms or The Edge of Hell.
So these places sit empty all year long, and they just wait for these 2 months each year.
Well, we assume they sit empty. God knows what goes on
there. I can only imagine.
I mean, it could be really scary stuff when they're not actually open. But I once got lost in one, but that's another story.
It sounds like one we'll have to hear next time on Up to Date.
That's so smooth.
The haunted houses and all of the other items on the weekend to-do list, you can find out the information on our website, KCUR.org. That's Brian McTavish, who joins us every week with the weekend to-do list.
That's Brian Ellison when Steve Kraske is covering the Republican convention.
What? It's always a pleasure to see you, Brian.
See you later.
You can learn more about Brian and all our guests and more information about our show at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Today's show was produced by Danny Alexander. Up to Date's senior producer is Steven Steigman. I'm Brian Ellison, and you are Up to Date.